Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. 29 people rescued after several boats capsized in Westport yesterday. Let's talk to Westport Police Chief Kakinas. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Chaz. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming on, and great work.
Yes, look, it was a lot of hard work yesterday, but the outcome couldn't have been any better, so thank you for having us on to get the message out.
What happened?
Look, it started as a regular day for the rowing club, or Saugatuck Rowing Club, which is very active primarily in the river. They had three sculls with nine young men in each one, ranging from age 14 to 18. They were enjoying the day rowing, doing all the right things. They were out with the chase boat. They probably got out a little farther than they should have, out of the mouth of the river and into the sound, and the weather turned.
Yeah. Oof. That'll do it.
Yeah. And then what do we have? Two sculls go over?
Initially, when they tried to make the turn, I mean, it was the worst-case scenario. The weather turned. The wind was pushing them out towards Long Island. Now they're approximately 1 mile offshore, which is a pretty significant distance when you're in those sculls. And as they try to turn, two of the boats capsize. They try to grab on and latch on to the chase boat that was out there with them, and that began to sink. So you can see it just kept going from bad to worse.
Yeah.
Red 43.
Sorry, let me just turn off the radio.
Tell them you're busy, Chief.
Yeah.
Come on. I'm talking over here.
Hey, I'm on the radio.
Right.
Can we stop with the calls?
I know you got problems over there, but I'm busy.
Fire Smyer, I'm on the radio.
I don't know what I was thinking. All good. Yes, no, look, at the end of the day, a lot of things went very well in a very bad situation. And we're most grateful that those 29 people were returned to their families last night. This could have been a very different outcome.
No kidding.
Seriously.
And congratulations to everyone who showed up and pulled that together. So
great
as
job.
A chief, you get this call that many people are in the water. I mean, what went through your mind?
I'll be honest with you. When I got the initial call, I thought, okay, who's got fat fingers that typed the 29 people in the water? I'm like, we must have two people in the water, maybe three people in the water.
Right.
It's not often. I'm like, I didn't know we were running a ferry somewhere. You know, I couldn't believe the numbers. But of course, as I started heading in and I could hear the radio and driving in, and I live relatively close, it became very real and obviously extremely concerning.
Right. I saw that 29 people. I'm like, that can't be right.
I thought a ferry went over. I like a pleasure boat.
We thought the same thing, guys.
Yeah.
Unreal. Well, congratulations to Westport Police Department, Fairfield Police Marine Division, Stanford Police Marine Division, Norton Fire Department or Fire Boat, Norwalk Police Marine Division, U.S. Coast Guard, Norwalk Hospital, AMR, Darien EMS, Westport Board of Ed for sending a bus.
Yeah.
Who are we missing here, Chief? Anybody?
You got everybody. I mean, just please even acknowledge our hospitals were placed on alert from Greenwich to New Haven as a mass casualty and were prepared to take multiple victims. And that's what we were looking at. I mean, if you think water temperature is 44 degrees, pretty good wind blowing, outside temps were 40 degrees. And we had people in the water for almost an hour that were being recovered. So people, you know, you do the math, this could have been a very different outcome, and everybody came together. I mean, all I can say is, you know, it's budget time for all of our departments. And as your departments are coming in and requesting the proper tools and everything, this is a perfect situation that all those tools were used. And the support of our communities when it comes to having those, the training, the experience, the equipment, it all comes together in incidents like this. So, again, we thank our community for their support because we couldn't do it without them.
Well said.
Yes.
Thank you, Chief.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming on.
Guys, thank you. Thank you for getting the message out. And I know we like to have a lot of fun on this, and you guys are a lot of fun. And unfortunately, this wasn't fun, but the outcome was incredible. So thank you for putting it out there.
Absolutely.
Happy ending.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Chief Kakinas.
Yep. Thanks,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Jimmy Kopic, Live Nation on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And see what we can get out of them here.
Yes, yes.
First, we were just talking about being punched by a stranger. Have you ever been punched by a stranger?
No, I haven't. I'm
you knew
fighter.
David Crosby.
I know. David Crosby tried to punch me. I punched the manager of the Allman Brothers.
Nice.
I've done some punching, and people tried to punch me, but I've been quick enough to get out of the way.
Too fast for him.
But not strangers.
Like a ninja.
Yeah.
No, no, no. That was a funny thing that you guys were doing. No, I never had a stranger, especially a girl, come up and just punch you in the face.
Right. Right.
Or lower.
Yeah.
Justin's case.
Yeah. Justin, what's up with your face when someone wants to punch you right in the nuts?
Yeah, how is his voice still deep?
To be fair, I don't think she could have reached my head. She was so short. I'm way up here.
Imagine how deep his voice would have been.
All right, let's talk about some concerts. Of course, if you have any questions for Jimmy, 203-882-9757. You can call or text that number. Recently announced, I don't know if these were recently announced. Fogerty's been on sale for a while, right?
Yeah, John Fogerty's been on sale for a couple of weeks now.
John Fogerty, George Thorogood.
Thorogood, yeah.
Mohegan Sun. That's nice. A show, boy.
Yeah, that's cool.
August 3rd, Lamb of God at Mohegan Sun.
Yep, on sale.
How many more shows will be announced for this season?
Lots.
Really? Lots.
I'm looking at my pending chart right now, and actually on April 5, we've got 4 Mohegan Sun shows to be announced.
Cool.
And next month, this coming Monday, we have a Mohegan Sun show to be announced.
Oh.
Wow.
What is that?
shoot. I said shoot, by the way. I want that known.
Okay.
Don't worry about the 7-second beep. We've used a number of times. it's a big show. It's, I believe they're actually in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a band.
Hmm.
Yes. Very big.
Very big.
Yes.
Gonna be a lot of people.
Jimmy told me off air, and I don't want to ruin it.
Oh, okay.
Ruin it.
No. I'm not getting in trouble.
No.
No, but you know what? We're supposed to announce Monday at 9, but if you want to call me a little earlier on Monday, we can announce it before 9.
Okay, writing that down.
Awesome.
Right now.
Thank you so much.
Okay. We played them here. We still play them here.
Really?
Many albums.
Many albums.
Very good albums.
Good albums.
a band that's been known to be bad boys. And am I saying too
much? Well, I'll say one more thing. One of the most exciting moments in the history of the New Haven Coliseum happened with this band.
Boom.
Gotcha.
Right? That's a drop the mic thing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Chris in Hampton Bays.
Yeah, I was wondering, Sammy Hagar, I know he's playing at Northwell. Is David Lee Roth confirmed or is he still up in the air? I know David Lee Roth likes to cop out and, you know.
I seriously doubt David Lee Roth will join any date on the tour.
So this was Sammy Hagar doing this tribute to Van Halen.
Yeah.
Said everyone's invited. David Lee Roth said, okay, I'm there.
Right.
And, said, oh, and then nothing since then, right?
Right. Right. Hmm. Never heard another word.
That's David.
Never heard another word, yeah.
How is that show selling at the amphitheater in Bridgeport?
It's just about sold out already.
Really?
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
When is the first show at the amphitheater?
May 18, Neil Young.
Cool.
Oh, what a way to open the season.
Nice.
Is that
biggest
sold
show
out?
We ever had. Yep, it's sold out. Biggest show we've ever had. Biggest gross we ever had.
Really?
Yep.
It's the biggest show.
Nice.
Yep, Neil Young, Crazy Horse. Now, look, you could argue that, you know, James Taylor, who did 2 shows there. Foo Fighters, who did 1 show there.
Foo Fighters, yeah.
You know, Greta Van Fleet, which did 2 shows there. There were a lot of bands that were big. This was the fastest one-day sellout we ever had there.
Wow.
Damn.
Faster than the Foo Fighters.
Faster than the Foo Fighters,
wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's incredible.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox, Chaz and AJ in the morning. Styx playing at the Toyota Oakdale tomorrow.
Yes, very excited about that.
Excellent.
And that's almost sold out.
Maybe 100 tickets left. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's great.
That's
perfect
cool.
Band for the perfect venue. Sort of like what Peter Frampton was last week. Same
okay.
Thing.
Okay.
Yeah, were you there for
perfect
that?
Perfect artist. I was there for the sound check. I hung with Peter during the day. I brought him a picture that I had from
that's right.
1978 together. And we talked a lot about old times. It was great. And I had him sign the picture, which was nice. And we had just the best time. He's one of the nicest guys I ever met.
Cool.
John in Hamden.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hello. Good, thanks.
Every time Jimmy's on, I think about calling. I never call, and I said, I'll call today.
Excellent.
I have a connection to the studio. My aunt and uncle were Jan and Manuel years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right, so Manuel was the general manager that was dumb enough to put me on the air.
Right.
but he was a brilliant guy.
Yeah.
Put the bricks in this place. Jan worked HR here, so.
Yep. So I
which
have,
I'm sure you saw a lot of also.
Yes.
There are a lot.
So we were lucky growing up. We always had tickets, and we always got hooked up and stuff. I met Vince Neil in your office there on Dixwell Avenue.
All right, hold on. You don't want to talk about free tickets when Jimmy's on. We're still trying to get all over Sam T's memorial.
Yeah, that was someday.
me and my buddies always used to go to the Allman Brothers concerts up at, formerly the Meadows there. We had floor seats. I lost my floor seat. I couldn't find the ticket stub. I couldn't get to the floor seats. I'm wandering around. I saw a guy with a lanyard. He looked important to me. I said, hey, can you help me out? My aunt is Jan. My uncle's Manuel. He brought me in an office. He goes, if you can call your aunt right now and get me on the phone with her and prove you're him, I'll hook you up. She says it's Jimmy. I think it was another guy named Bo, but gave me a ticket for the second row for the show. So I ended up with second row seat.
Nice.
For the rest of the show.
And by the way, don't try that stuff now.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
No, it does not.
Well, it was a one in a million shot.
And yes.
It worked, so...
That's a great story.
I'm trying.
No, that is nice.
Yeah, that's cool.
We all like Manuel and Jan. They're both very good people.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I had lunch with him a couple months ago.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
nice.
Good people. All right, John, thank you.
I'll see her next weekend. So.
All right, tell her I said hi.
I'll tell her the story. I will.
All right, brother.
Thanks, guys.
All right, thank you. Ray in Milford.
Yeah, so good morning, everyone. I just want to ask Jimmy if he has anything to do with the Wheeler Walker Jr. show at Toad's.
Yes.
Well, when is the show?
You don't have a phone? There's this thing called the internet.
Yeah, I have 150 shows. I can't remember the date of most of them anymore.
You're not going to tell me that's the way it's going to go?
No, I don't know. Look
the
on the internet.
Go.
I don't know offhand.
Yeah, we're holding him.
Hold on. Ray?
Does Tank still work there?
Oh, boy. We're going back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I see him at the Milford Oyster Festival backstage. He still has that tank face.
Yes, he does.
Where he's like, oh, don't mess with this guy.
He still is a tank.
Yeah. Ray, do you have a smartphone?
No, I just got a dumb phone, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Hold on.
We'll help you. Justin, you find anything?
Yeah, the Wheeler Walker Show at Toad's Place is this upcoming Tuesday, the 26th.
Tuesday, the 26th.
Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, you got it.
Like movie phone.
That must be pretty cool. Although he's the last one to find out if all hell is breaking loose.
Yep.
Dave in Milford.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good.
Quick question for you, Jimmy. I don't have a cell phone. I have a ticket for Judas Priest. Can I present to the box office when they open up and get a printed ticket?
Yeah, go to Oakdale. We'll print paper tickets. No question about it.
Thank you, my friend. Everybody be well.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. I never talked to two people who don't have cell phones right in a row.
Right.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
It's a whole different life.
Weird.
But I never talked to anybody that never had a cell phone.
Yeah. Man.
It's weird when you're calling in, too. It's like, what, are you on a payphone somewhere?
Right.
Remember payphones?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Put on the quarter and hang on.
They were the grossest thing since society we had to share.
Yeah. And cologne on it or gum.
Oh, and you had to stick your finger in the... Yeah.
Yep.
We're talking concerts here, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
Yes.
Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation, is on. We're going to get to the phones in a second. You can call or text 203-882-9757. Bruce Springsteen returned to the stage this week in Phoenix.
Yes.
There's some sound. Still sounds great.
Yeah.
So So this made you feel good, right, Jimmy, seeing Bruce back on stage?
It made me feel better than good. It made me feel great. As you guys know, he's my favorite live performer. And, you know, I don't go to every concert anymore, but I go to every Bruce concert I cover. And I can't wait for April 12th at Mohegan Sun. It's just, I can't wait to see him live.
Can't believe it's finally here. This is one that was three different dates, right?
Yeah, it's postponed twice. Three different dates, yeah. So, fingers crossed he can make it till April.
And he's just a regular dude backstage, right?
So regular that when I was backstage in Buffalo, before all this mess happened with him getting sick, I had to take a COVID test. So I take the COVID test, and I come out negative, and they said, you got to put a mask on. I said, wait a second, I'm negative.
Yeah.
Why do I have to put a mask on? We're protecting Bruce. Okay, that's fine. Put the mask on. I walk back to the backstage area where the dressing rooms are, and there's this guy walking towards me without a mask. I say, who the hell is this guy not wearing a mask? It's Bruce. So we're protecting Bruce, but Bruce wasn't protecting us.
Right.
So you were in charge of Buffalo. How long were you in charge of Buffalo?
About 25 years.
Oh.
Okay. I'm not good at math, but is that around USA for Africa when they did the...
No, that was about 40 years ago.
Oh, that's right, because it was just the anniversary for 40 years.
Yeah.
I didn't really need to do math to do that, right?
No, you did not. No.
Okay, because I think, if I remember correctly, he flew from Buffalo to Los Angeles. He finished the tour in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Just finished, got on a plane, flew to L.A. to do the USA for Africa song.
Amazing.
Yeah, man. Pretty wild.
Yep.
Yeah, the closest I ever got to something like that was I had Elton John in Rochester. And he had to fly the next day to Princess Diana's wedding.
Oh, damn.
So I'm backstage with Elton, talking to Elton, again, a really nice guy. And his manager comes in and says, we got to get going. They had a private jet waiting to go overnight to London for the wedding.
Wow.
So I said, where are you going, Elton? He goes, I'm going to the wedding. I'm playing at the wedding.
Wow.
Never invited me.
Wow. But you're talking to this guy who's on his way to play at the most famous wedding on the planet in our day.
Yep.
Yeah. Pretty incredible. Cecilia in Berlin has a Bruce Springsteen story.
Yes, it's Ophelia.
Oh.
So I was at the See Here Now Festival in Asbury Park, and suddenly the Social Distortion's on stage, and all of a sudden there's Bruce singing with them.
Really?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And he's headlining the festival this year. He's headlining the festival this year.
I have a question. Any chance you could get Iggy Pop around here? Come on. Do a girl a favor.
Get who here?
Iggy Pop.
Iggy Pop.
No.
Check the floor.
No, I don't think
check the floor.
I don't think Iggy's even on tour.
Yeah. No, almost had a little disgust in it.
He does festivals. I have to go all the way to London to see him this year.
No.
You went to London to see Iggy Pop.
Yes.
Really?
Wow.
Hmm.
Jimmy, this is one of your best customers right here.
Just give me the money next time.
All right, Ophelia.
I've seen him in different places, so yeah.
Wow. Really cool. How many concerts have you been to in Connecticut, you think?
In Connecticut?
Yeah.
Oh. You know what? Honestly, I see more in New York because the music that
all right, I'm letting you go now. You're not one of Jimmy's best customers. You got to go.
I said good day.
Just kidding, Ophelia. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
I don't know how that went from Bruce Springsteen to Iggy Pop. That's a weird shift.
That was weird.
The Billy Joel residency at Madison Square Garden is coming into the final few shows.
Yes, it is. You're right. It ends in July.
Have you been hearing any of the rumors of celebrities who may make appearances?
I haven't, but I'll be there, so that'll be exciting.
Right. Which one are you there for?
I'm there for May 9th because it's his 75th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And we're the same age, so we like to celebrate it together, which is nice. And then 2 months later, I'll be there for the final show. July 25th.
The final show.
Wow.
Of the Garden. Final show at the Garden.
Yeah. Yeah, important to make that distinction.
Oh, my goodness. No, I hope not. We're working on other Billy Joel shows. Right. I don't want it to be
Are you working on something at Mohegan?
Yes, we're trying for Mohegan right now.
Cool.
We're trying to get it together. We're talking to the Billy Joel people and trying to fix a date, and Tom has taken the lead on it and has done a spectacular job.
How many celebrities do you think will come out during that last show at not the last show, but the last show in the residency at Madison Square Garden?
I would really think that it would be at least four or five, because
yeah.
he's so good at bringing celebrities on stage
yeah.
during these shows.
Yeah.
And I would think he would just...
It's got to be more than one.
It's a big moment, too.
And that could be, and what made me think of it is like Bruce Springsteen. Like, if he's around...
That's, the time to do it.
He'll pop in. John Bon Jovi.
Right.
Good friends, right? Maybe John Mellencamp's a good friend of his. Elton's a good friend of his.
Oh, my God.
Boy. Yeah, who knows? I don't know yet.
I tried to get tickets for that last one for Jennifer's birthday. It's Paul McCartney money. Like, Paul McCartney, when I went to get that... special package.
Hey, Paul, be there.
Yeah, like you can't. I don't want to give any money to a scalper.
Gotcha.
You
know? No.
I actually had Billy and Paul together at the last play at Shea.
That's some show.
Yeah,
that was something. So Paul's in London, and Billy is on a plane flying to play the show. We weren't telling anybody, and halfway through the set, Billy comes to the side of the stage, and I'm standing there with Billy's manager. And he says, is he coming? And I looked at the manager because I had no idea if he was coming.
Yeah.
I knew he was planning to come. And Dennis said, yeah, it looks like he's going to be here. Billy goes back on stage, then gives a look at his last song, and Paul hadn't arrived yet. So Billy says, maybe I'll play a Beatles song because he loves the Beatles more than anything.
Yeah.
And then just as he's about to play a Beatles song, we get word that Paul landed at the airport. And we had an 11 o'clock curfew, and it was 10:30.
Oh,
ooh.
And he had to get from Kennedy to Shea within 30 minutes.
Oh, boy.
We thought he had to go through customs, got out to his car. We said he's not making it. 10:45, he's there. Huh. So I go to Paul's manager and said, how did you do it? He goes, you forget, he's Sir Paul McCartney. No customs. Car went right onto the
tarmac
runway. Yep,
yeah,
the tarmac. Came off the plane.
Damn.
And we drove him right here.
Diplomatic immunity.
What song did they do?
I saw her standing there.
Oh, jeez.
Wow. Well, you saw him standing
there,
too.
Of all of your concert memories, that has to be top three.
Yeah, absolutely. And then he did Let It Be with Billy just sitting on the piano, gazing at Paul while he sang Let It Be.
Wow.
Jeez.
There's a moment.
That's a moment.
It was a moment for sure.
Damn.
Just another opportunity to meet Paul McCartney that I didn't.
Next time I'm traveling, I'll call
four opportunities, and I never met the guy.
Next time I'm traveling, I'll call myself Sir.
A couple questions here on the phones. Let's go to Todd and Bethany. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. Hey, this will tie into kind of everything here, I guess. I saw Springsteen, I don't know how many times, but the terrible day that we heard that John Lennon had gotten killed, we saw Bruce that night at the Civic Center in Hartford. And, you know, notoriously long shows and everything, but what he ended up doing, and Jimmy probably remembers this, is that when the show was over and he came out for his encore, he turned every light on in the house and he did like 7 John Lennon songs. He played from like 8:30 until like, I think it was like 10 after 1 when we walked out of the place.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we were all very affected by it.
Yeah, with every light on in the house, he just rocked it right a row, 7 songs. I don't remember which ones, but I remember counting them off. And, that was a terrible night,
I've never heard this story.
Same.
This is pretty...
Yeah.
It's intense.
Yeah. Amazing. He was in Connecticut. So, Jimmy, that's where you found out you were backstage in Hartford?
No, not really.
No.
I don't want to ruin the story.
Oh.
It was a few days later.
Oh, okay. It's a few days later.
I thought it was the same night.
No, it was December 12th, 1980 when Bruce played.
Compliment your drug dealer.
8th.
Yeah. Good week.
I think he died December 8th. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, the 8th it was.
So it's December 12th. So the story is real, but the dates are wrong.
Okay.
A few days later. I was at home watching NFL. Then.
Yeah, a little foggy back then.
Still a cool moment.
No, but it's a great, a sad story, but an impactful moment.
Those
are those concert memories that you just never forget.
Lifetime.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't forget the concert, you forget the dates. When you get my age, you really get foggy.
All right, Todd, thank you. Great call, man. Appreciate it.
I live foggy.
All right. I live foggy. There's another T-shirt for you. A couple of questions coming in through the text. Will Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper add a Connecticut date? That's from Craig in East Haven.
I tried, but no, I'm afraid not.
Back when Alice Cooper was doing that full show with the snake and cutting the head off and all of this, hanging himself, did they tell you that that was coming when you booked it? Or were you like, oh, okay.
Yeah, we knew. And you know, it ended up being a fake snake for most of the tour.
Okay.
And we laugh about it. I play golf with him a number of times, and you know, it's all a show. He's really so normal. It's beyond. He's way more normal than you, Chaz. I could tell you that.
Thank you.
You're more messy than Alice Cooper is.
No, but he would do. You know, he's bringing a guillotine. He's he's hanging himself. He's doing all these things on stage. And you know, if you don't know that's about to happen, because it looks so real.
Right. Then you're like, oh, I have to pay him.
Great.
This is awesome. I'm going to keep this by myself.
So I'm guessing, did you have to prepare authorities for this?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. Just a heads up.
And then PETA came in, and he had to change it from a live snake to a fake snake.
Gotcha.
Right. Oh. Right. Not that he ever harmed a snake, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, you know, doesn't get union wages, you know.
But when you see him do the head thing and then the hanging thing, you're like, he just hung himself.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's dead.
That was
a brilliant show. No question about it. Brilliant.
How do you top that?
All right. Todd, thank you. Thank you, everyone, for calling. Jimmy, thank you so much, man. Appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
All right, brother. Thank you. Has anyone been to Haven Hot Chicken?
I have not.
Not yet.
You've been, Justin?
Many times, yes.
Of course you have.
Comedian John Espo in studio. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in, brother.
Thank you. Having a blast so far.
Cool. Good. All right, Haven Hot Chicken. What do we, Justin, what do we know?
Saying?
Thank you, Justin.
Yeah.
All right. He's answering the phone.
Oh, gotcha.
He's getting audio ready. He's doing all these things, and I'm like, wait.
Answer a question.
Talk to us,
Yes.
I've been there many, many times. I was there opening weekend when they first opened up the first location in downtown. It's
downtown
good.
Where?
Downtown New Haven.
Oh.
Which is the first location they opened up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
So it's available now.
Right next to the old Anna Liffey's.
Really?
Yep. I haven't really gone too crazy with the menu. I always get the same thing, which is the hottest
sandwich.
The sandwich.
If you go there and say, yeah, I'd like the sandwich, they don't say, okay, pal, which one? We have a lot.
Yeah, well,
they know what you're talking about.
You choose your spice level. So if you say the sandwich, they know it's going to be the chicken sandwich. But you get to choose your own spice level. But whatever the Flamin' Hot or the Nashville or the Haven, whatever their highest end is the one I always go for with extra pickles because you always have to get extra pickles.
Yeah,
and then if you get the hottest one that they have. You don't die, obviously, because you're still here.
Right. Okay. Chair does.
You know, everyone's taste buds are different, but that spice, their hottest spice level is a nice spice level. It's not insane. It's not trying to hurt anybody.
Your eyes aren't tearing. Your nose isn't running.
I'm sure.
Your head's not on fire.
For someone with sensitivity, they might have a little issue with that. But I think they recommend, like, they're middle of the road for first-timers.
Yeah.
That'll be me.
Well, this is exciting news. Haven Hot Chicken coming to Newington. And Oxford,
Dang!
My hometown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, lucky.
I know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you, Tom Haines.
Yeah, they have one down here in Milford as well.
Wait, where?
It's right in the Trader Joe's Plaza.
No!
Yeah.
Look at you.
Guess where I'm going?
Haven Hot Chicken.
AJ, the worst news reporter on the planet.
Thank you. Well, I'm reading the menu over here. The sandwich, by the way, is buttermilk marinated boneless chicken breast, creamy vinegar coleslaw, garlic dill pickle, Rob sauce, whatever that is, hopefully not actually from a guy named Rob, on a toasted Martin's potato bun. What is Rob sauce?
I don't think we want to know.
It's probably the chef.
He's the chef, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
Does that distinguish how hot it's going to be? Rob sauce is going to set your face on fire?
Yeah, do I want, like, you know, peach sauce instead?
Yeah.
Yeah, so so they're you know, no pun intended, but they're very hot, and they're opening up a bunch of stores in Connecticut, and one's coming to Quarry Walk in Oxford.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Quote, our guests have come to know and love our grand opening celebrations, so we'll be once again opening our doors at 11 a.m. on April 13th to give away 203 of our signature item, the sandwich, to the first 203 guests in line to join us on this big day. That's from the general manager of the new location.
Huh.
Next month, they're opening in Newington. What?
The sides. They got banana pudding.
What?
Side. Yeah, banana pudding is one of the sides. Creamy vinegar slaw, French fries, of course, garlic dill pickles, and mac and cheese.
Can't go wrong.
Oh.
No.
Have you had the mac and cheese?
I have not.
Oh.
Oh, you're one of those people. Like, do you take the chicken off the bun? You don't need any carbs.
No, I inhale the sandwiches. I always get two sandwiches, so I don't have time for mac and cheese. I can get mac and cheese somewhere else. Yeah, I get two sandwiches.
You got two.
Yeah, I have the chicken. Blur.
Yep.
Exactly. You at least got to try the sides, too.
You wouldn't try the mac and cheese there? Why wouldn't you try the mac and cheese?
I would try it.
He just it's all full
just
sandwich.
Hasn't.
Yeah.
I just decided against it.
So your heat
Why
level?
Would you decide against mac and cheese, though?
I don't know. Everybody likes mac and cheese, except for maybe agents.
It's just a filler for me. I'd rather have extra chicken than macaroni.
It slows the senses. Well, the heat levels, you got country, which is no spice, mild, hint of spice, medium, which is proper spicy, hot, says will burn, and then haven for the hot head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a country boy all day.
Yeah. I'm thinking like medium.
This is a Nashville hot chicken place.
Yeah.
And it's going to feature their signature chicken and vegetarian options.
Oh, this picture.
With options ranging from no spicy, very spicy, and what AJ just said.
Yes.
All right. The menu also includes feature main sides, what Justin just said.
Yeah.
Okay. Haven Hot Chicken has locations in New Haven, Orange, Norwalk, North Haven, Storrs, and Middletown.
Wow.
How the hell am I just finding out about this now?
Seriously.
I had lunch with Tom a couple weeks ago, and he told me that this was coming.
Really? And you just tell me this now?
But I didn't know that there were a million stores. Like, not a million, but, you know, a handful here already. Yeah. That's pretty exciting.
Wow. The Sweet Heat Mac Bowl.
All right, when are they coming down south towards Stanford?
Oh, check this out. This is really cool. The Sweet Heat Mac Bowl. It's Haven's classic white cheddar mac topped with two buttermilk marinated jumbo tendies, chicken tenders, in your choice of heat drizzled with brown maple sugar sweet sauce topped with house shake and chopped scallions.
Don't talk to me.
Well, I'm actually salivating. I'm talking.
I'm
Wow.
All right. So they have those stores, New Haven, Orange, Norwalk, North Haven, Storrs, Middletown. They have Newington opening next month. They're coming to Oxford. They also plan to open up a store in Fairfield this year.
Damn.
I'll make a trip.
Oh, man.
Haven Hot Chicken has long-term fundraising partnerships with Connecticut Food Share through the Great Banana Pudding Drive. And other community initiative. Oh, that's good. They like to give back. Yeah. AJ's counting the friggin' days right now.
Lent is over in 8 goddamn days.
Yeah, that's one way to say Lent is over. Do we have a TikTok review of this place?
There's a YouTube. I found one TikTok. I found a couple of YouTubes. And then there was a feature on the news. But this YouTube one here looks promising.
What's good, YouTube? It's your boy Jeff, aka Back Off My Snacks. Today I decided to go check out Haven.
His name is Back Off My Snacks.
Because it's lunchtime out, and I didn't eat breakfast.
That's my share.
That's his page. Yeah.
But you know, I got some good feedback from the first hot chicken video in Nashville, so I was actually in the mood for some hot chicken. So in Connecticut, we got Haven's hot chicken.
All right, stop. I can't take these people. Yeah, it should start with you taking a bite.
Right. Right.
Then tell us what it's all about.
Yeah. I don't care.
We'll make our own video.
There's nothing we don't care about you.
In 8 days, we'll make our own video.
We can review our own sandwich.
We should have... What time do they open? What time do they open?
I don't know.
Ruth?
11? 10? Let's see. Hours of...
I would imagine at least 11.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely have to be in time for lunch.
Yeah.
Do they have drive-thrus?
11 a.m.
Yeah. Look at that. New Haven, Orange, Norwalk, North Haven, Storrs, Middletown, Newington, soon, Oxford, soon, Fairfield, soon.
Good. You got one in your backyard now.
I know, and I can't have it yet.
This is the kind of chicken I like. I like hot, spicy chicken.
Yeah.
And I like that Nashville vibe.
If you see the pictures, you will want to eat the computer. That's how they look.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, wow.
Like, wow.
Like, wow. Like you know, like wow.
Wow.
Like, Shaggy right now. Like, wow. Come on, Scoob.
Well, Reggie, that's very exciting.
Reggie. Yeah.
I'm not usually excited about food.
Yeah. I am starving right now.
Like chains, but this sounds like a good chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even have not chicken nugs.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
For the vegan.
Yeah. There was another one. What was it? Da-da-da-da-da.
It's a place, AJ.
Yeah.
That we can go with Ruth and we could all eat.
Those I have had. I did have the cauliflower nuggets.
She can have the not chicken sandwich, which is oven roasted double fried cauliflower steak. Ooh. Creamy vinegar, slaw, garlic dill pickle, Rob sauce on a toasted Martin's potato bun.
Wait, Justin, did you just say you passed on mac and cheese and had cauliflower balls?
Yeah, the breaded fried cauliflower, yeah.
It's all right, we can't be friends.
It's delicious.
Mm. Okay.
We can't be friends. You pass on the mac and cheese.
No mac and cheese?
For shrubs?
This is why that girl punched you in the nuts.
Right. Yeah.
I'm telling you. She's like, that's a cauliflower eater right there.
That was Kraft.
He's going down.
Punched him right in a cauliflower.
That was the daughter of Kraft from Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
I'll make you eat my shell.
I'm gonna punch him in the noodles.
Oh my god! Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm oddly hungry now.
Oh my god! A lot of great food options in Oxford now.
Yep.
All right, Mega Millions jackpot reaches $977 million after no one wins Tuesday's drawing.
Yep. I got to check my tickets. I don't know what I got. Probably nothing again.
Four people won $1 million in California, Texas, Virginia, and Florida. It's the sixth time the game's nearly 22-year history that the jackpot has reached this level.
Nice.
Huh. Only five jackpots exceeding $1 billion have been higher.
Huh. That's a lot of money.
Yep. It's a lot of good you can do.
A lot of charities are going to like that, yeah.
Because anybody who's going to sit on that is just a pig.
Keep $100 million and get rid of the rest of it.
Yeah. Would you really?
Yeah.
That's your deal with God right now. You're saying this to the universe.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're saying, give me the money, and I'm going to give it to charity.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to keep $100 million.
Got to take care of veterans. Got to take care of animals. Got to take care of...
children.
I got to get the St. Jude's, yes.
Good for you.
And also... leukemia. I want that son of a bitch gone. It took my dad.
Oh, yeah.
So
I gotcha.
Yep.
That's all good ones.
Yep.
Okay. So, AJ, if you win $461 million, which would be the one-time payout.
Right.
You would take the one-time payout?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to be a pig.
You take that.
Then
let's just say after taxes,
okay,
you probably get half that.
Right.
You're probably going to be in some kind of 50% between the state and the feds.
All right,
and
so I keep $50 million. The rest.
All right, so let's just say you get $250 million.
Uh-huh.
So you get $100 million, and you'll donate the rest.
Oh, maybe I'll like keep $50 million, donate the rest.
Okay,
that's still a lot more money than I'll ever see in my lifetime.
Tremendous amount of money.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. No, those places deserve it.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Who's a big boy?
I'm a big boy.
Who's a big boy?
I usually get a cookie.
Who's a big boy?
I usually get a cookie. I'm guessing no cookies.
Just a couple years ago, you're like, screw that.
Yeah, no.
I've been playing this my whole life.
Yeah.
I'm taking every cent.
No. $50 million is a lot. I can buy some cool cars and fix my house.
Buy a new house.
I kind of like my house. I just want to fix it.
Really?
I would like to see what my house looks like fixed up. Honestly, I've been in that house for 15 years, and I always had an idea of how I wanted to see it look.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to look kind of like a Hamptons house with the gray, cedar shingles, the white trim.
Right on the corner of the busy intersection, the busiest intersection on the planet.
I'm not going to hang out there long enough to fix it and bail.
Okay, so you fix it up and leave.
Yeah, live there for a little bit and go, okay, bye.
Okay. A couple accused of trying to sell their newborn twins for $5,000.
Is that a deal?
Is that a deal?
Right. Is it $2,500 each, or is it like $135, one's $1,500?
No, I think it's $5,000 for the two.
Okay, just check
it. Package deal.
Right.
$5,000 for newborn twins.
Hey! Who wants to win?
How much does it cost to adopt a baby?
I have no idea.
I think it's over 10.
It depends.
I heard 30.
Wow.
And that was 20 years ago.
So this is a deal.
Is anybody? It's a deal.
It's a steal, not a deal.
It's a pounder.
I don't know how they put the babies on the scale.
It's like baby pastrami.
I think if AJ won $250 million, he could easily afford that, too.
Yeah. Hey. I'm good. I want cats. Yeah.
No babies for you.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Yeah.
What is it? Can someone Google? That'd be a weird Google. You might get in trouble later.
Right.
But can you Google how much to buy a baby?
How much to buy a baby?
No, how much to adopt a baby?
Somebody call the FBI right now.
According to Child Welfare Information Gateway, working with a private agency to adopt a healthy newborn baby or baby... Or to adopt from, I'm just reading it as it says.
Yeah.
To adopt from another country can cost $5,000 to $40,000.
Wow.
Some agencies have a sliding scale based on the perspective of adoptive parents' income.
So $5,000.
That doesn't seem fair. Based on your income, the more you... this baby's all right, magically now worth more.
Yeah, what do these babies look like? This one that they're selling, this couple over here.
Seems like the $5,000's on the low end for...
We should probably sell these.
They're about to spoil.
We had two losers. They're going to be 21 years old, still living downstairs now.
Ain't going anywhere.
These kids got to go.
There are some babies. You know, when I would look at babies and all the people in the room be like, oh, it's got his mother's eyes. I think they're baby face.
It's got my sympathies.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
It's not a real nose.
Seriously, right? And they're still in the larval stage, really.
Yeah.
You know? You like push their heads and like cause dents.
Careful to stay there like that.
Right.
Yeah. Look, I call it a golf ball.
These are all jokes, people.
When it rains, look at all the puddles. Like a little bird breath.
Wanted to go.
A little bird breath.
The sparrows really love it.
This is why I don't have kids. Because I think of stupid crap like this.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the Mighty 99.1 PLR.